Welcome back to Nocturnal Journal on a wild ride tonight. We go from church to the Beat Museum to our next guest, Guy King, whose record just came out in February on Delmark Records, Truth. Thanks for coming in, Guy.
Thank you for having me.
We've been talking about doing this for a while.
Yes.
And tell us about the record. I mean, it's got a little bit of everything in it. You're pegged as a blues guy, but I hear some jazz. You know, tell us about the record.
Yeah, I think it's a combination of blues, of soul, and jazz, which are genres that I enjoy equally, pretty much. And I had a pleasure and an honor to be recording this for Delmark Records. It was produced by Dick Sherman, Richard Sherman, that produced Abba Collins, Johnny Winter, and Otis Rush. So it's a big honor for me to have him with me on the record. Steve Wagner from Delmark worked on it with us. And just being a part of the Delmark family, this is my debut on Delmark, and I'm glad to understand that it's being played, and people seem to enjoy it very much. And I wrote some original material on the album, the title track Truth, A Day in the Life of the Blues, King Thing, which is an instrumental, and a duet that I featured Sarah Marie Young with me.
I wrote, who's in the studio?
Yes, who's with us here.
She's actually listening to the show. She's a fan of Nocturnal Journal. Thanks for coming down tonight, Sarah.
Thanks for having me.
You have a great blues name, Guy King. So I think Buddy Guy, and I think Albert King.
I tell you something. The guy, I was born with the name Chagai, which is an Hebrew name. And when I was playing guitar for Willie Kent for years until Willie Kent passed away. And I was here and everybody was butchering my name here at first. And Willie was like, hey, Guy. I said, Willie, you know that it's Chagai. I said, yeah, but I think you should get the idea that nobody's going to get your name straight. So he started calling me Guy. So the Guy was actually just shortening the Chagai, which is my birth name. So Willie Kent kind of shortened it to had it to make it easier on the ears, you know.
But Buddy Guy is a fan of yours.
Well, it's kind of mutual. He was kind enough to say nice things about me and to have me perform at his club for years now. I met him when I was 22, I think, when I joined Willie Kent's band, and he told Willie that he enjoyed my playing, which was a big honor for me. I remember actually as a teenager, he came to perform in Israel. I couldn't attend the show. It was in the northern part, and I was too young to get there. So performing at his club, it was one of the first spots I hit when I came from Memphis to New Orleans to Chicago. I actually went to his club to see what it was all about. People told me that I should frequent it, and Buddy was nice enough to speak highly of me and to sit in with me and my band every chance that he gets that we perform at his club, and I'm grateful for that.
Tell us about your journey. I mean, tell us where you were born, and the way I understand it, it was Israel, Memphis, New Orleans, Chicago, but in your own words, tell us how you got to Chicago.
Yeah, so I was born and raised in Israel and came to the United States at first when I was 16 on a tour as a vocalist in a vocal group. I had a chance to see firsthand the places that I read about as a child. On, you know, I read a liner notes for an Albert King record. I can never forget it at 16. So we spoke about certain spots. I heard about Robert Johnson. All of a sudden, he speaks about Hazelhurst, Mississippi. I hear about Memphis, Tennessee. I hear about Chicago. But so far away in Israel, these places seem like a fantasy, like a fairy tale, you know. So all of a sudden, I'm here at 16, and I'm in Memphis, and they take me to B.B. King's club, and I was sitting like in a small little village, you know, where I'm from, like a rural area, trying to play his licks at 14 years old. And all of a sudden, I'm there. It meant a lot to me, you know. It was difficult to get an album, a CD, so just getting it and reading liner notes meant a lot to me. At 21, I came back after the tour. I finished high school in Israel. I went to the Army. I completed Army service there. I came back to the United States, to Memphis, at 21 years of age, and started my route there because I've heard that B.B. King was there and Albert King got his start there with Stax. So I started there. I learned a lot of things, as well as being able to get my hands on albums, on records that in Israel was very difficult, you know. Mm-hmm. So headed to New Orleans for a quick stay, and then took a chance. It came up to Chicago, and the city was good to me. The people were good to me, and I had a chance to perform, and people seemed to like it. One thing led to another. I joined Willie Kent's band, and things just rolled from there.
Okay, we're going to take a break with David Jennings in the news. You're going to come back, and we're going to do a couple live songs, okay?
That'll be wonderful.
Okay, so don't go away from Nocturnal Journal and Guy King.
How many men will you find will give his woman his last dime? Work hard like a mule all day, get back home and be treated any kind of way, but your day will come. Sure as you live, well, if the washing don't get you, the wrenching sure will. I let you buy your clothes from the finest store in town. I bought you a brand new car, you know you drove all the men around. Your day will come. Sure as you live, well, if the washing don't get you, the wrenching sure will. You know you got me hooked, and you treat me any way you choose. But let me tell you, baby, I got news for you. Your day will come. The washing don't get you, the wrenching sure will. But your day will come. All you got to do is live. Said if the washing don't get you, the wrenching sure will. Well, if the washing don't get you, the wrenching sure will. Said if the washing don't get you, the wrenching sure will.
Welcome back to Nocturnal Journal with Mr. Guy King, and that's from Truth, and that is If the Washing Don't Get You, the Wrenching Will. Albert King came, that you got that through Albert King.
I did. Yes, I did.
A co-write by Homer Banks, the late Homer Banks, a Stax session guy who local listeners would know. He wrote the early Staple Singers hits, Long Walk to D.C. and If You're Ready, Come Go With Me. So, I mean, he had that wordplay and stuff.
Yeah.
I hear in the guitar playing some, and correct me if I'm wrong, some of the Albert King bending notes and also some T-Bone Walker. Tell me about how you learned blues guitar.
Yeah, I learned mostly by ear, just listening to the greats, to Albert King, to B.B. King, to T-Bone Walker. Here, maybe when I played by myself, I played with my fingers kind of like more in a delta vein, because I listened a lot to Robert Johnson as well. So when I accompany myself on a blues number, I would maybe solo less single notes and keep a rhythm and keep a bass going. There were so many greats, you know. As I said, Albert King, B.B. King, T-Bone Walker was a big influence as well. When I heard B.B. King saying that he was his mentor, I had to trace back and see, you know, who he was. Same thing about Robert Johnson, Lightnin' Hopkins. Albert Collins was another one that I liked very much. Otis Rush from here, from Chicago. Also across the track, as you say, a guitarist such as Wes Montgomery.
Oh, yeah.
Later on became a very big influence on my playing, on things that I hear, and one of the band orchestrations that I like to do. This is my...
It's a cliche, but Wes, very tasty. He's from Indianapolis, but he has a very, very tasty style.
Yeah, it was... It's beautiful listening to him, you know. Yeah. I got a lot from listening to him as well, and a lot of piano players, as a matter of fact, as far as I wasn't too taught, so the things that I heard that I liked the most, I tried to do something similar to it that sounded good to me, which led me to Ray Charles, to Oscar Peterson, Errol Garner, Jimmy McGriff at the organ, which were musicians that as well influenced me a lot.
We talk about that on the show a lot, about the new generation, the next generation of blues musicians really expanding the definition of the blues. You know what I mean? I mean, it's just, you can't put it in one box anymore. There's all these different influences that you're talking about right now that kind of redefine and expand the blues. Do you hear that with your peers and stuff?
I do, and I agree to that. You know, I had the pleasure and an honor to be Willie Kent's right-hand guy and play lead guitar for him every night for 6 years until he died, and it was different. Even he, which was born way before I was, already started combining other things, you know. He liked certain grooves. We would do like fun grooves of early James Brown. So if he got it into his music, and Willie was one of the purists, as they say, you know, then of course me growing up, I already heard somebody like a Marvin Gaye, even Michael Jackson, Earth, Wind, and Fire, stuff that was done later. It observes in a musician. You know, you start, it's like a sponge. You hear it, it becomes part of your style if you want it or not. It's going to come some kind of way or another. But the blues or soul, it's more of a feeling thing. So you can not get away, you can kind of embellish nicely and add things as long as you keep the soul of the music, the integrity, the honesty of it, and the depth of it. That's how I see it. You can embellish and add things, or you can go backwards and play it as raw as you would like if the feeling is there. And I think this is what is more important, trying to be honest about it and deep about what you do.
Did Willie Kent tell you, did he talk to you about the history of Chicago blues? Did he talk about Wolf? And conversely, did you ask him questions? I mean, was he a mentor to you?
He was, but it happened very naturally. I would ask questions at times, different things. How was it in the day? He used to tell me how he was so young, he said he had to meet Elmore James, and he couldn't believe it. Like at a porch on the west side, somebody's porch, he was like, that's my cousin, that's my uncle Elmore James. He said, come on, man. So different stories like this, which was great because it's firsthand, you know. He actually said there's not such thing as really Chicago blues. And he was known as being Chicago blues. I said, what you mean by that? He said, there's blues. It's good or it's not. It's the blues. It was the same blues when I was in Mississippi before I came to Chicago. So
Even though maybe it got electrified in Chicago.
It did, yeah. But you know, yeah. There's no doubt. But I think he thought about it the same way. There were a couple of things that were known as being the Chicago thing, which was a certain element of a shuffle, of a lump, that kind of defines the hardcore of the blues that's from here, you know?
Yeah.
But I think that he knew that, like, he did that already in Mississippi probably before he came here, you know? And like Muddy Waters, which electrified it here in Chicago, Muddy was playing in Mississippi already before he came here. And I think this is what Willie meant, uh-huh, that the heart of the soul of the music is the blues. So he told me a few things about the different guys that I admired musically that I never had the chance. They passed away long before I came. I became a musician. So he told me about them and how they were and, you know, different stories on the scene, nightlife stories that were very interesting and very amusing at times as well.
You got a lot of stuff coming up. May 31st, the Israeli Chicago Jazz Festival at the Chicago Cultural Center. You want to talk about that? And then you've got Buddy Guys next Saturday night.
Yeah.
Tell us what's coming up.
I would love to. This Tuesday, I'm I'm very glad to be a part. That's my first time performing for the Israeli Jazz and World Music Festival in Chicago. It will be Tuesday at the Cultural Center, my concert, 6:30 p.m. 6:30 until 8:30. I will have my full band and my horn section with me at the show, and I'm looking forward to it. It's really an honor to play for Israel and to play for Chicago. It will be my first time performing at the Cultural Center. And you mentioned that we have Sarah here, and we'll be happy to have her at the show as well to be a part and to sing the duet from Truth, My
Which
Happiness.
We'll hear in a little bit here.
Yeah, and I'm very glad to perform this coming Tuesday at the Cultural Center, and we'd like to invite everyone to come and attend, and we're going to have an after show, an after party, which will be at Andy's Jazz Club, starting at 9:30. It'll be this Tuesday night, May 31st. And Saturday night, as you mentioned, I will be at Buddy Guy's Legends for the late set, again with my full band and horn section.
How many pieces you got?
I will have 6 pieces, including myself. Mm-hmm. It's drums, bass, piano, tenor saxophone, trumpet, myself on vocals and guitar.
That's cool.
And we're looking forward to it. A lot of things that's coming on. We have another set Thursday, Saturday, right after it'll be Sunday, June 5th as well. Everything is on my website. And this summer,
give us the website, and then we've got to take a quick break.
Of course. It's guyking.net. There are a lot of dates coming up. The Blues Fest is coming on as well. I'll be at Andy's Jazz Club and at Buddy Guy's Legend. So
we're lucky to get you on a night off here.
Nah, okay. I'm the lucky one. Thank you for having me.
We'll be back. You can do one more live song.
We'd love to.
Okay, we'll be back with Guy King after this on WGN.
There was a time when I was stepping alone, not a care, not a cloud in my song. I was cool, oh so cool. No cooler guy than I.
All I knew was a solo flight so tight. Thought I was out of sight until you, wonderful you, you came and made it twice as right.
But you know the average boy is stuck on himself.
Until that certain righteous girl makes him forget everything else.
So you can see what I'm talking about. You're the one that I'm singing about. Well, it's true, oh, so true. You know my happiness is due to you.
There was a time when I was stepping along, not a care, not a cloud in my song. I was cool, oh so cool, no cooler girl than I.
All I knew was a solo flight so tight. Really thought I was out of sight until you, wonderful you, you came and made it twice.
Well, as you know, the average boy is stuck on himself.
Don't tell him everything. But one certain righteous girl makes me forget everything else.
So you can see what I'm talking about.
You're the one that I'm singing about. Well, it's true, oh, so true. You know my happiness is due to you. I said my happiness is due to you.
I know, but my happiness is due to you.
I said my happiness is due to you.
Yeah, my happiness. happiness is due to you and only you.
As long as you keep on singing it like that, girl, no.
My happiness is due to you.
My happiness is due. My happiness is due. My happiness is due to you.
And that's the truth, Sam.
Oh, Guy.
That's all you need to know. Guy King and Sarah Marie Young from the album Truth on Delmark Records. You know, I'm channeling like Brooke Benton and Diana Washington or something of that. Did that ever come into your mind? I mean, you wrote that with David Ritz.
I did, yes. Yeah, I mean, Sarah and I were looking for a duet with producer Dick Sherman. He ran some ideas by Brooke Benton and Diana Washington.
Dude, I mean, I just came up with that. But
he
I
did, mean, he, and we were like, well, there's so many good ones. And then I was performing in California, and which I'll be heading there again this June and meeting David again. And we got together, David and I, and this song pretty much wrote itself in like 5 minutes. And we looked at each other. We said, this is great. So Sarah and I were looking for a duet. And I said, Sarah, I have this song. How about it? And we were sitting together and we sang it to one another. And that was that. It pretty much felt right.
Sarah Marie Young, you got to do more of that. It sounded great. It sounded good. Baby, It's Cold Outside and all that stuff. Tell us who David Ritz is. I know I met David actually when he was doing the Buddy Guy book, but tell us who David Ritz is. Yeah.
So David Ritz is a writer, wonderful writer. I knew him from writing Brother Ray, the Ray Charles autobiography, and the B.B. King autobiography, and many more that he wrote. He was in town writing the Buddy Guy book, and Buddy, I did not know that until the liner notes of Truth, which David wrote as well. Buddy told me, there's this cat playing downstairs. You have to go see him. The cat was me, I guess. And he went downstairs, and I was singing Georgia on my mind, and he came to me after the show telling me that he was David Ritz. I was in awe. We met the next day and wrote 3 songs the next day together. We became friends. He started following my music, and we tried to write every chance we have. Then I also had the pleasure of giving him Truth, the copy, with Sarah, have him listening to My Happiness, hear Sarah sing, hear us together. He was so proud and so happy with the tunes and the way they turned out, and very glad to have met him through the music, being a Ray Charles fan, having to work to collaborate with David Ritz.
Who had he ever written music before? I know
he wrote, actually co-wrote Sexual Healing with Marvin Gaye. Soon.
Yeah.
So I was kind of in awe because I've been listening to this song for many years, and I don't know if he wrote a few more, but I think this was his one of his. It's a big hit, you know. It was a big tune.
Are you going to write with any other writers? Hint, hint.
I don't know. Actually, Sarah and I have last week wrote one together that we like, and people really seem to enjoy it. That we sing together and I enjoy it. I remember the first time I heard Sarah and was very, very impressed. And so hopefully it can lead to us doing more songs together.
Well, thank you so much for coming in tonight.
Dave, thank you so much for having me.
Guy King,
us.
The album is called Truth. It's on Delmark Records. Thank you, Sarah Marie Young.
Thank you.
You'll have to come back and talk about your stuff. We'll keep it a secret for now. And Guy, you're May 31st at the Israeli Chicago Jazz Festival at the Chicago Cultural Center. That's 6:30 to 8:30. There's no admission charge, right?
That's right. There will be a free concert, and I'm inviting everybody to come. And more dates are coming up June through the city. Buddy Guy's Legends, June 4th, Andy's Jazz Club Blues Fest Weekend, the 10th and the 11th. There are a lot more dates on my website coming up.
And give us your website.
GuyKing.net.
And I encourage people to pick up this record. It's a really, really modern look at the blues. You
know? So, thank you.
Thank you all for listening. Thanks to Dan Long for all his help tonight. Thanks to Adam Phillips for keeping this together. And you all have a safe and happy Memorial Day.